T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike Reese right there will be part of that draft show on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I'm Spike Eskin along with Jack Fritz. Every day at 5 o'clock, Jack gives you a list of five things that we have cleverly named. You know, is it the top 5 at 5 or is it the 5 at 5?
The top 5 at 5.
Which we have cleverly named the top 5 at 5. Do you hear in the intro there, he just calls it the 5 at 5, though?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to talk the battle.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, you know.
Maybe he'll do it one of the 2 days a week he's in.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Spike, I know we don't say this often, but I'm glad you're here for this one.
Oh.
Because it does relate to the Sixers.
Okay.
Because when they lose a game like that, or when one of our teams lose a game like that, it's time to properly rank and properly put into perspective what we watched last night in ranking the worst losses of the Joel Embiid era.
Oh, well, I was saying we should do it this summer. You're actually doing it right now, so we're good. Okay.
Summer schmummer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We got to get through the five first.
That's exactly right. Now, this list, I'm just getting it out there. It's not the most painful, but it's a mixture of the Sixers being embarrassing and also the painful mixed in there. Number five is Game 5 against the Hawks. When they had a 26-point lead, got outscored 40-19 in the fourth quarter? A true Doc Rivers special in Game 5, blowing a 26-point lead.
Yet that series, rightly so, in a lot of ways, gets labeled the Ben Simmons series, and he was clearly terrible, didn't shoot in the fourth quarter or whatever, but the blame on that series is on everyone. That was that year where we were like, hey, we got the best draw ever. Mm-hmm. This is finally going to be it. And we got Washington in the first round. It was totally easy. We got the Atlanta Hawks. Barely even made the playoffs. Trae Young ate our lunch the entire time. Ben Simmons collapsed. I can't believe they lost that series to this day.
So we lost Game 5 but went down to Atlanta and won Game 6?
Correct.
Somehow.
Yeah.
The fortitude to do that.
Yeah, only to come back and lose Game 7 at home. Right, because they could have clinched in Game 6, right?
The Hawks could have clinched in Game 6.
Yes. Yeah. Got it, yes.
And probably would have been an issue if they didn't blow a 26-point lead in Game 5. Number 4 is last night. Like just from the shock of it. Like, when Maxey hit the shot, I was like, wow, they're really going to steal a game on the road. Because when the first half ended, I texted a couple of buddies, like, it's kind of a bad sign they're only up by 3 because I felt like they dominated that first half. And then I was like, man, they really are going to steal this. And the Brunson shot goes in, and all hell breaks loose. Like, sometimes you can feel a loss coming. I didn't feel that loss coming last night. And it was shocking. I sat there in silence when they lost.
It was
bad. I'll tell you, there was no silence after that game for me.
Yeah, well, you're not a very silent guy. you're not the sit in silence guy. But I think last night was one of those, like, didn't see it coming, brutal playoff losses. And it might cost them a series.
It might, yeah. I mean, it was, you know, because I had a talk for an hour right afterwards. So I had to gather my thoughts. It was a weird game to talk about right afterwards because there was the shock of what had just happened. And also, right when we started talking about it, I didn't know about any of the Nick Nurse timeout stuff. We were just talking. So all I had was, it was really hard to compartmentalize because they battled back at the end of the game. Maxey had big shots. I was happy with what Embiid had done, even though it wasn't the normal Embiid, but I felt like he was fighting through everything. And those last 30 seconds ruined it. I didn't know who to blame. I was just sort of bummed. I was just sad at what had happened last night.
Yeah, the weird part about it, it was only game two.
Yeah.
But it had the feeling of, man, did we just lose the series to the Knicks?
Yeah.
So, and that's why I've been in sort of a sour mood most of the day. And listen, they play game three Thursday. And by the time Thursday rolls around here, I will have talked myself in to being back on board again. I know I said yesterday, if they don't win game two, the series was over. I still feel that way right now. I'm probably going to change my mind by tomorrow.
Can you imagine the different way we will look at game two if the Sixers win this series? You know what I mean?
I can't even imagine how we look at game two.
Because they will – all the stuff I've said about, you know, the playing game and then how they've shown resolve and all of those things. If they can win a series after what happened in game two, that I think would point to a true difference in the
For
team's
sure.
makeup if
yeah.
they're able to win this series.
The third worst loss of the Embiid era to me was game six last year, where you have a chance to close out the Celtics on your home court and Embiid just doesn't touch the ball for seemingly 5 minutes. Tatum's terrible. He had like 2 points heading into the fourth quarter, I feel like. And then he got scorching hot. They had a chance to close out the Celtics at home, and they just couldn't do it.
That's the third?
That's the third. There's been a lot of tough losses of the Embiid era.
That one last year hurt me, man. That game six hurt.
I didn't buy him last year.
You didn't buy him?
No.
Because of Harden, right?
Because of Harden. Yeah, it hurt, but I was in a different place. That is what has felt different for me about this year is that I have bought this team.
Yeah.
I never bought that team last year. So it hurt when they lost, but I think last year I was just sort of waiting for it to happen as opposed to this year where I felt like it would be different in the playoffs.
And then they didn't show up in game seven. So
right.
that made it even more fun.
The only guy that showed up was PJ Tucker, who I think hit three threes or four threes to start the game.
I've never seen the city, I think, so mad at a sports team, like while being here at WIP, than last year's Sixers team.
Yeah, that was bad.
They folded. Number two is the Kawhi shot. I mean,
that's number two?
Number two. So how you felt about last year's team, and this is, again, my list. It might be different for other people. How you felt about last year's team is how I felt about that team. Like, I think that team, we have such revisionist history about how good they were because of what Butler's done after here. I didn't have the same sense of, like, God, that, like, it stunk, but it wasn't sinking to me. But I understand why it has to be in the top two.
One of the craziest things about last night was seeing that Brunson shot hit the front of the rim, go straight up, and then go down. Thinking about the Kawhi shot.
I know.
And how does a team have two shots like that against them in the playoffs? I have no idea how that Brunson shot went in, and I had no idea how that Kawhi shot went in. I don't know. The Kawhi shot was... Now, I agree with you that there's revisionist history about that team, that they're not quite as good as everyone remembers them to be, especially Jimmy in that game. But I just sat there in silence staring at the TV after that shot went down. I just couldn't believe it happened, the Kawhi shot.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's right there. I would have it... Trying to think what the hell number one could be.
What do you want to get to what number one
yeah,
is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To me is Hawks game 7.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, game seven. I got you. Oh, you did game five the first time.
I mean, game seven, between the Ben non-dunk, losing a home game on Father's Day, no less, to the freaking Hawks. I think that's the worst loss of the Embiid era.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, how the hell did I not figure that was going to be number one? Yeah. Of course that's number one.
Well, he had already said the Hawks.
Yeah, and it threw me off a little bit.
It was a bad series.
Yeah. you're right. That would be number one. You know what? See, I'm different. I might switch. I would switch game six last year with the Raptors.
Really?
Game seven, yeah.
That and, really and got you last
here's
year.
Here's why. Here's why. A, boy, you talk about some battles on these airwaves.
You were defending Joe
last
year.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, really?
I mean, me and Elliot, it was like me and Elliot against the city almost. About the MVP and everything else, right? So he got the MVP. We felt jubilated. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying to myself, okay, they go up there and win game five, which I didn't think they could do in Boston. They go win game five, and B gives you 30 in game five. I'm like, there's no way they're coming home in our building and losing – the elimination game with a chance to eliminate Boston. Not only that, the next series was set up for them. They would have had Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals. I felt we would have beat Miami. I thought that team last year was going to the NBA Finals. With Embiid winning the MVP, I thought they were going to the Finals last year.
Well, the James Harden loser energy certainly infected the rest of it. There was,
without a doubt,
Joel Embiid's a grown man who can, you know, is responsible for how he plays, how he acts, all of those things. But having Harden as sort of his running mate,
right?
There couldn't be a worse, like emotionally.
He had 2 40-point games in that series.
Yeah, but they were lucky 40-point games. Remember, he was shooting 20% in the lane the entire playoffs. He just got hot. The entire thing with Harden last year is that if he was hot from three, it was a good game. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't hot from three, he was completely useless.
Yeah.
And he just wasn't hot anymore.
Nah, listen, ultimately that's what it turned out to be. And you know I hated James Harden before we ever even got him.
Yes.
But for some reason, man, it was Embiid last year. I thought that was his year. That was going to be his year, that he at least would make it to the conference finals, but I thought he had a chance to get to the NBA finals.
Yeah, I think last year would hurt so much, and why game six hurt in game seven was, I think, the city believed again.
Yes.
Like, game five was such, like, Embiid growing up. Like, he had the chase down block, I remember.
Yes.
And it was like,
yep,
he finally gets it. It was this eureka moment.
Yeah.
And then game six happened, and then game seven made it that much worse.
Oh, game seven was just the icing on the cake. It just made you hate everybody, man.
So the NBA last two-minute report is when the NBA comes out and says, here's what we did wrong, here's what the officials did wrong. The NBA, this is per Derek Bodner, the NBA last two-minute report came out last night, and here is what it says, that the referees did miss a personal foul on Josh Hart when he fouled Tyrese Maxey. Hart steps forward into Maxey's space and initiates lower body contact that causes Maxey to lose his balance and fall to the floor. This is the one that happened underneath the rim. So there you go. I wonder if the timeout thing would be in the L2M report. I don't know if it would be or not. Uh-oh.
So the NBA has admitted they missed a call there.
A call. Yeah, and they do that all the time.
Sure.
You know, so OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
Hey, we're always doing great. You don't ask us how we're doing.
Listen, that rule there, don't Ike, you better check them.
That's the rule.
You're going to wreck the ship, Spikey.
Hey, what's up, OG?
Hey, listen, man.
Don't tempt me, OG. You're one of my favorites.
Let it ride. Mike, it got by. Let it go.
Okay.
Let it go. It got by.
Okay.
Hey, listen, you punks want to give me some credit, too. Y'all keep on giving Fat Mouth Chuck, he's the number one caller. Chuck, I'm the one. I'm the one that tells you punks that we need five guys in double figures to win a damn game, damn it. I keep telling you. You understand? Look at the New York Knicks. They ain't never had five guys. They got five guys with double figures in both games. They win the game. You understand? You cannot shoot the ball 30 times in the damn playoffs, Embiid. You got to spread the wealth. So here's the deal. If you are Maxey and get your shot whenever you want, there's no reason for you to rush out there trying to get 30 points a game. You won't win that way. It's not how it's done. And I can't tell you enough.
Wait. Who are they setting? Who is Maxey setting up shots for except for Joel Embiid? Who do you want him getting involved?
Here's what I want. And it don't have to be Maxey setting it up. It has to be Nick Nurse giving the ball, putting the ball in Oubre's hand, putting the ball in guys that you know that is hard to get them in the double figures. You want to get them guys going early. You know what I'm saying? Like some cut to the basket, a bounce pass, a quick layup for Oubre or a dunk. You know what I'm saying?
But all that stuff happens through Embiid.
No. But
yes.
No.
Yes.
You know why that is, Spike? That's because that's the way that our offense look, but it don't have to look that way. If you know the game, like Nick Nurse should know the game, we all know this, you have to get these guys involved by any means necessary. I'm not the guy to draw up the play. I don't know what their system they running. But what I'm saying is that I know I can get MB shots, and I know Maxey, I can get him shots anytime I want. I got to get these guys early. That's what the Knicks is doing to us.
Wait a minute. Jalen Brunson shot 29 times last night.
Listen.
No. Wait. You're not going to do this thing where you say something, I answer it, and then you ignore it and say whatever you want.
He's good at that.
You are telling me that the guy can't shoot 30 times and win. Jalen Brunson shot 29 times last night, I think made 7 shots, and they won.
Okay, you know what I just said? I said Embiid. Embiid can't shoot the ball.
He's one of the greatest scorers in the history of the NBA.
Right. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, too. Damn it. And what the hell has it gotten us? Embiid, oh, he's so great. He scored 70 points. And Joker's been trash ever since the damn 70. Let's leave it alone. We got a good player in Embiid. He's not no one of the greatest and all, none of that. Because I don't see that.
That's
about it. Just stop calling him that. He's not that until he's accomplished something and has got in his league.
Wow.
Settle down there.
Yeah.
Spike almost got me off the rail there.
You almost got yourself off the rail there. I don't know. Thank you for the call, OJ. I just think that's how they're built. I don't know. That's how they're built. He's not Jokic. He's not going to get 15 assists. Mm-hmm. They're built. They don't – those other guys, we need more from those other guys, but this team is not built for those guys to be taking 15, 17 shots a game, I don't think.
No, I agree. 15, 17 is way too many shots, but there has to be some sort of balance because if you want the role players to stay ready and to hit the shots when they shoot, then they can't get one shot every 4 or 5 minutes.
Sure. Yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Do you think, though? I can't figure out whether.
Oubre shot the ball, what, 3 times last night?
They touch the ball.
They touch it, yep.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know it's exactly what you're saying.
They touch the ball. I don't know why they're. Heald, we discussed.
Yeah.
Batum shoots when he's open. Mm-hmm. It's Toby.
It's Toby.
Oubre.
Oubre, really?
Really. Those are the guys.
Because Lowry is.
He shoots.
He can get his shots when he needs them, yeah.
He shoots, yeah. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. What's going on? What am I missing?
Who's up next?
Oh.
My face. I'm very pro this guy.
All right.
In playoff.
I know he's. You put him number one on my list. So what happens is we have a screen here that lists all the callers, and it says their name, where they're from, and Jack lines up the priority of what he thinks I should take. And of course, Eurojohn called. We have a ton of people on hold. Eurojohn called 90 seconds ago, and he goes to number one.
Right to the top of the list.
Do I take this?
Sure.
Okay. So, Eurojohn, I'm going to give you some rules. And obviously, we have the normal rules. But I'm giving
you special rules for Eurojob.
Yeah, special rules for Eurojob.
Does it involve having a good phone?
So what we're going to do is, in honor of the greatest American basketball player of all time, the greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. I'm giving you 23 seconds to get your point out, and I'm going to count down from three. And Jack, do you have like a horn or something that you could give when you hit 23 seconds? Eurojob in 3, 2, 1.
I deserve more than 23 seconds. OG's correct. You look at that back in the day who Michael Jordan beat the Utah Jazz. Their first play was to go to Mark Eaton. Stockton used to spread the ball around. He's correct. But you guys could score 30 points. But you got to use Harris as a back down post up guy. You got to cut to the basket. Embiid should be a 21-point a game guy. That's it. He's not a 30-point a game guy in the playoffs. Use his energy.
That's 28 seconds.
I couldn't count.
They should be like Mark Eaton, John Stockton, and Karl Malone, who obviously have stacked championships from 35 years ago.
I can't wait to see that. We're turning Maxie into John Stockton?
He also wants Tobias to be backing his defender down.
How about, I cannot wait.
What are we
until
doing?
He's not a Sixer anymore. Like, I need the Tobias era to be over.
You don't have much longer.
No, I know.
It might just be a couple games.
It's not
man.
Even to pick on you. Yeah. It's just
No, I'm just saying. We may not be. We may not have Sixer basketball.
He's been
longer.
Here for a half decade, right?
Yeah.
What's his notable moment? Like, he's
the sharpshooter moment when he hit a bunch of when he said tell a friend I'm a sharpshooter. That was
something like
last
that.
Year.
Yeah. It's just you'd think he's been here for half a decade. There'd be more like, remember when he did this?
No, he just made money. He makes $500,000 a game in the regular season.
It's not bad.
He makes $500,000 a game.
Who gave him that contract?
Elton. That was – Elton was the general manager, but that was
– That was Brett Brown?
No, there were a lot of guys. It was a whole other thing. Alex Rucker, who was one of
him.
Brian Colangelo's – he was – Do you remember, we don't have to do this extensively, but do you remember before they hired Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey, they elevated Elton Brand.
I remember that.
And he was already general manager, but they elevated him to like real general manager. And what they did was they got rid of all of those other guys that were in the front office who also wanted to be general manager. So what had happened was Rucker was making a lot of calls behind the scenes that Elton was taking. Now, Elton was obviously part of that and guilty, but it was a lot bigger a decision-making group at that point, which is bad. There needs to be one person who has to
somebody
put his
has
ass
to be like,
on.
No, we can't do this.
Absolutely. But he made that trade and officially will go down in history as that is his contract.
Yeah. Believe me, Jack, we're all waiting on the day that it's over with.
I know. You're almost free.
It's in his take vault, though.
It's in the take vault.
Or stays in the take vault. Yeah.
Well, because it's almost over.
Yeah.
If he had another year left in that contract,
wait till he hits the game winner.
I keep on waiting. Wait till they re-sign him.
That's not happening.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's not. So, Phils go for 8 in a row tonight. They play the Reds, and coming up next, we will get you ready for it with Leading Off, and right before that, we'll hit you with the text line on the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
I'm here to talk to you about Scott Honda. I was in Scott Honda over the weekend and to get my car serviced for the first time and had a great experience as always. It reminded me of high school. You know, in high school, I got my first car from Scott Honda. It was like walking in and it was like remembering an old friend, Spike. You know, you've had that feeling before, right?
I don't have any old friends.
You have Andy Boyle.
Yes. Well, but he knocked me out. I don't know. When you walk into Scott Honda, does somebody floor you?
Not at all. Okay. They would never do that at Scott Honda.
Yeah.
But Scott Honda, you know, the express lines, you don't have to make an appointment. You can kind of show up. You just need an oil change, stuff like that. It was a great, great experience. And they brought me into their family, which means a lot because I'm a huge Scott Honda fan. If you're in the market for a newer certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester and New Jersey. You're in luck because Scott Honda is now in Vineland. So get down to Vineland and you'll get the same great experience that you get in Westchester. Visit ScottHonda.com and tell them Fritz sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.